If someone stops believing in Jesus Christ or switches religions, were they ever saved in the first place? And I would give a resounding for sure, no way. Absolutely not. Now you say, how can you be so firm on that? Well, look if you would at 1 John chapter 2. Look at 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. I'm sorry if the first part of the sermon was a little confusing. False doctrine is always confusing because it's all over the place, you know. You got people with all these views all over the place. Let's get some clarity from what the Bible teaches. We know the Bible teaches that salvation is by faith alone. We know that you can't lose your salvation. We know that faith and works are two separate things that happen separately. You can do works without having any faith. You can have faith without doing any works. These are two separate things. One of them saves you and the other doesn't. It's not of works, but it is of faith. They can't be connected in that way. But then this question of perseverance of the saints can be a question of, will a person who believes on Jesus Christ continue to believe on Jesus Christ? Or is it possible for them to just stop believing or switch religions or whatever? Well, look what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. It says, little children, it is the last time. And as you've heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, when the Bible talks about going out from us, it's not talking about physically. It's not talking about geographically. It's not saying, hey, if they quit the church, they were a phony. No, that's not what it's saying. If they leave Phoenix, Arizona, you know, that's not what it's saying. What it's saying is if they go out from us, he's talking about leaving the faith, leaving the doctrine of Christ, leaving right beliefs. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Now, everyone who's among us is not necessarily one of us. Now, we don't know that, though, until they go out from us. When they go out from us, it becomes manifest. What does manifest mean? Obvious, apparent, clear, that they were not of us. So basically, while they're here, we think they're one of us. I mean, you know, we all show up, we sing hymns, we listen to the same sermon, people are saying amen, everybody's going out soul winning, everybody's smiling, everybody's here. You just kind of assume that we all believe in Christ. You kind of assume that we all believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and salvation by faith alone, and that we're all on the same page, that we all believe the Bible is the Word of God. But then you'll have somebody go out of here and go into damnable heresy, join a false religion, become an atheist, become an agnostic, just completely renounce the gospel or the teachings of Christ or just basic biblical doctrines. And when we see that, it's not that that person has changed. Oh man, they sure have changed. They did not change at all. They have only now become manifest what they always were on the inside. We thought that they were one of us because they talked the talk, but they went out so that they would be manifest that they were not all of us. It was obvious that they were not one of us. Because if they had been of us, you know, maybe they would have continued with us. Is that what it says? No, it says if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. And they went out for the purpose that they might be made manifest so that we could all see this guy is not of us. Go to 2 John. 2 John. So again, if this is what people mean by perseverance of the saints, this is a good doctrine. But if they mean you're going to keep doing works, well, that's a dangerous doctrine, and it's a wrong doctrine, okay? But are they going to continue believing the gospel? Absolutely. And if you don't believe the gospel, you're not saved. Well, I used to believe it. You're a liar now, is what I would say. Because I don't believe that you ever truly believed in Christ, because if you did, you'd be saved, and you would continue to believe. And the fact that you went out from us is just making it clear that you never were one of us, actually. Look at 2 John for more clear evidence on this doctrine. It says in verse number 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. So we see right here that those who abide in the doctrine of Christ, remain in the doctrine of Christ, are saved. People who depart from the doctrine of Christ, people who transgress and depart from the doctrine of Christ, they are not saved. They don't have God. That's why they did that. Now, what does the word transgress mean? Transgress literally means to cross a line, to cross a boundary, right? Trans means across, like a transcontinental railroad or something. Trans-Siberian Express. And then gress has to do with going or movement, like progress. You're moving forward. Regress, you move backwards, right? So transgress is to go across. Okay, so when the Bible says, whosoever transgresseth, you could read that as whosoever crosses a line, basically. Whoever transgresses, crosses a line, and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ. They don't remain in the doctrine of Christ. So here's the doctrine of Christ. They leave. They cross a line. Now, here's the thing. No one's doctrine is going to be perfect, because none of us have a perfect understanding of the things of God. None of us knows the entire Bible perfectly. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to get things wrong at times. We're going to express things wrongly at times. We're never going to have a perfect belief on every single subject or issue, or a perfect understanding of exactly who God and Jesus are. Until we get to heaven, will we have a perfect understanding? Okay. But there are people who are a little off on something. And then there are people who cross the line where they're not even in the doctrine of Christ anymore, right? If somebody says to you, Jesus was a created being, they've crossed the line. Jesus is not a created being. Oh, Jesus is just a human. He's just a man. He's not divine. He's not God. He's not deity. That, you've crossed the line. Okay. People teaching, oh, the Trinity is polytheistic and Jesus is God the Father in another form. You've crossed a line. You've rejected the Trinity. You've rejected these key teachings that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, you have crossed the line. Okay. If somebody says, you know, I believe salvation is totally by works, I mean, you're way over the line, buddy.